After several days of last-minute haggling, the White House and congressional leaders finally reached a deal this week to fund the government through the end of 2016, on top of an earlier agreement on top-line budget levels for both domestic agencies and defense through the end of 2017. There's a lot to unpack in the budget deal, but in this segment, we'll focus on how the agreement, coming a few months into the fiscal year, will affect federal procurement. Larry Allen is our guest to help do that. He is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners. I guess the big question is, what's it mean for federal contracting? Because, as you point out, Larry, in your newsletter this week, the money faucet doesn't magically open up the second the president signs the bill, right?
That's right. It takes a little while, Jared. By the time Congress passes it, President signs it, then the Office of Management and Budget has to take the final numbers and ultimately pass back to each agency what the line item appropriation is going to be for all their major office operations for the remainder of the fiscal year. So that usually takes 2 or 3 weeks. You know, that's going to happen this year in the midst of the holiday time, so maybe an extra week or so in the process. But you know, by the middle of January, agencies and each line item in each department should know their number.
As far as we can tell, I mean, obviously we've had much worse years in the past in terms of having long-term continuing resolutions. How bad has it been to have 2.5 months of CR into the start of a fiscal year?
I think that we've gotten so used to it, Jared, that we tend to forget that this is actually not supposed to be the norm. You know, we have 2.5, 3 months effectively where agencies can't initiate any new projects. They can't do any planning with any surety about what they'd like to do moving forward. So no business I'm aware of spends 25% of its year just basically trying to tread water. And yet the United States government does that every year for at least a quarter. And you can see the problems that result. We get less than optimal planning because there's not enough time. We get a lot of spending in the last few weeks of the fiscal year because you know, that's the time when agencies have to get it out the door. If they're going to get any of their new projects or any of their critical mission support projects out the door. So it may be the standard operating procedure, but it's not what anybody who's in favor of good government management would hope for.
Yeah. Obviously, there was a lot of hemming and hawing on the part of Congress down in the last few days here, but I think that, you know, most observers thought that we would eventually get an appropriation for this year and not be in a long-term CR mode. We probably don't have any good data on this yet, but have agencies been behaving that way as though, you know, they would eventually get an appropriation, or have they been gun-shy in the way that they have been in past years when they were genuinely worried about full-year CRs?
Well, if you're a civilian agency, you certainly fell into the latter category because up until the last couple of weeks, there was at least a 50-50 chance that you would end up with a year-long CR. Now, of course, that's not going to happen, which is a good thing. It was never really on the table for the Department of Defense, so DOD has always understood that at some point it was going to get an official appropriation. They made a very compelling case in each service branch for what a CR would do to them in terms of national security. It's good, actually, that Congress followed suit and did an appropriations bill that includes money for all the civilian agencies as well. That's a plus. Another plus is that this got done in December. Some years this drama doesn't play out until January or February, which compounds problems even further.
And I guess another plus is, even though we have only 1 year of appropriations, we at least have a 2-year budget deal. So everyone, you know, even if Congress takes forever to get the 17 appropriation done, we at least know what the top line numbers are going to be for a much longer term than we're used to.
Right. And that's what I've heard from a number of people in the government management arena, both people inside and outside government, Jared, that there is some help that a 2-year cycle does provide. A 2-year agreement provides, at least at a strategic level, better planning can be done. You may not know exactly what it is you'll be able to start something, but there, at some point, you know, you will be able to start, so you can at least do some planning around that, and that's helpful, and it's a nice trend.
Right. Larry, this is probably one of our last chances to talk before the start of the new year, so it's also a good time to talk about 2016 predictions more generally. We've got a lot of acquisition reforms, of course, taking effect under the new NDAA. Would you expect those to make much of an impact? I mean, talk about that and whatever else you see on the horizon for 16.
Certainly. Well, I think that we will start to see slowly some of the NDAA reforms take place. You know, one of the things that's already started to happen with other agencies, Jared, is use of other transaction authority. We saw DHS come out with a story this week that they're going to use it. The Defense Authorization Bill specifically gives the Department of Defense extra other transaction authority. Generally, in real English, that means they have incredible flexibility to buy things without having to go through the formal DOD process every time, particularly for cutting-edge type solutions, prototypes, things of that nature. So I think that we'll see that first. It'll take a little longer for some of the other factors of the authorization bill to go through, but look at what happened with FATARA, where in year one we already have seen one agency CIO stop IT spending for a review. Now that the service branch chiefs have the increased authority over spending for their departments, you know, we could see, I don't think we'll see a freeze, but we could certainly see quite a shift in who's reviewing spending decisions inside the department, who's approving those decisions, and if they service branch chiefs don't like what they see, adding substantial scrutiny and perhaps even changing the course of some types of spending. So I think from a defense side, those are all things that are on the horizon. There are a lot of commercial IT, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts coming out the first two or three months of the 2016 calendar year. You're going to see potentially DISA's Encore 3 contract, highly anticipated, coming out in that time. ITES 3 in the Army. GSA has two. The first up probably will be the second iteration of its popular Alliant contract. And then it's a huge telecom-based enterprise infrastructure solutions contract. So there'll be a lot of RFP writing. RFP writers around town might get a cramp in their writing arm, but that signifies some good business coming out. I think the last thing that we may see, Jared, in terms of 2016 is a gradual slowing of some of the pace of change. It's inevitable that we'll have this. It happens consistently every time you get into year eight of an eight-year administration. You start seeing key people, particularly people at the deputy assistant secretary level, leaving. We've already seen a fair amount of agency CIOs depart. That's going to start to have an effect on the pace at which things get done, particularly new things like category management, like some of the reforms that have been discussed here. So the government's still going to be open for business. Things will continue to happen. But I think that, you know, as we get towards the end of the fiscal year and into the new 2017 fiscal year, you're going to see maybe a pause in strategic level innovation or having it slow down while we have the political changeover we're poised to have at the end of next year.
All right. Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And you can share this interview with your colleagues by going to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Just click Share with Friends.